Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Valerie Aloisio, your area director from Fairfield, Connecticut. Welcome to our weekly lunch and earn call, or I should say daily, because every day one of the leaders is on the line with you at noon to help you grow professionally and personally in your endeavors, whether it be life endeavors or business endeavors. You know, we are looking forward to a wonderful year ahead of all of us. Happy New Year, everyone. I am dialing in remote, so I do not have access to answer any questions today, unfortunately. But I wanted to make sure that we connected. And before I get into the message of the day, I just want to let everyone know it was a great State of the Company call. If you were not on the State of the Company webinar last night, I'm sure the company will be sending out a link shortly so that you can listen to it. Carrie Breitbart was absolutely phenomenal. He talked about 2014 and what a great year it was, and all the strides that were made with the Missions to Millions, reaching over a million in donations, us getting listed on the Inc. 500, fastest-growing companies. We'll be closing out the year close to $400 million in revenue, and that's awesome. And then he also talked about the moments that weren't the best for the company. We're growing so fast and at such a great speed that obviously things, you know, weren't as up to par as we would all have liked, and certainly not as well him. That comes with customer service, rep support, the growth, IT issues, operational issues. I'm sure many of you may or may not have faced, but, you know, they're out there. They're not major, but, boy, I tell you, when somebody doesn't get a rebate check or if somebody doesn't, you know, get the right rate after they renew, I mean, that's an issue. And it's a big issue, and the company knows this, and already great advancements have been made in that area. We have a brand new platform. Everything is being rebuilt and perfected, and so we will not have the issues in 2015 that we had in 2014. And now has never been a better time to build with our company. And as you know, we're going through a transition. We are Thrive, and Thrive is the referral network, the new name for the referral network of North American Power, and we bring best-in-class products and services to our customers. We have the sustainable home, we have the smart home, and we have the healthy home. And, boy, I tell you, I couldn't be more thrilled that we have additional categories of which to offer our consumers, our customers. But, boy, that certainly leads to a great, phenomenal business opportunity for each and every one of us. And with the onset of Simple Health and that category, which pays four times energy, I believe that's going to be the lead-in product. And then, of course, if you have gas or electric and you're in an environment, a state that you can switch, great, do that. If you want to have a home security system or upgrade a security system with home automation, we have that. And there'll be other best-in-class services that will be offered as we move forward into the new year. So now is an exceptional time to stay plugged in. So training's going on all around the country. We have webcasts going on. We have calls going on. So you got to plug into those. Check with your upline leadership. Make sure you know what's going on when. Check your back office calendar. It really is up to each and every one of us to make sure that we stay plugged in. We are plugged in. We're on the leadership calls. We're on the webcasts. We get to the events that are going on. And speaking of events, there are some big events taking place no matter where you live. So check your back office calendar. For those on the line that are in the Northeast, we have two big events this Saturday in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Bob Heilig, other area directors, regional directors will be in attendance for a little Super Saturday training, again, all on the new languaging of Thrive and the Thrive Home. So it's important, and being a business owner and the importance of our sharing with the opportunity, we're not customer gatherers anymore. We are business owners, and we're looking for people who want to have maybe stress in three key areas, or one of any of these three key areas: more time, more money, or they want more security. And by learning the right questions to ask, You'll be able to listen to what your prospect is needing or wanting, and you'll be able to offer confidently our opportunity. So it's a mindset shift, guys. It's a shift in our business philosophy, and you need to be trained on it. We all do, and we all need to get comfortable with it because it is our future. So great event going on in Cherry Hill this Saturday. This 24th, for those in the Southeast, there's going to be a phenomenal event going on with our VP of Sales, John Castino, Armando Torres. I will be there. Other area directors and regional directors will be in attendance. That will be in Orlando on January 24th. And then, of course, again in the Northeast, a huge event, Ali Madawi putting on and hosting the Super Bowl regional event. It will be a regional event. People coming from all over. That is on January 31st. Again, there'll be links in your back office calendar for these events to pre-register yourself. I highly recommend that you do so. Also, for those that stay plugged into the Thrive Power Hour, which I hope you all do, it's a platform that Andre Derry, Regional Director, and myself bring to the field Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, so that you can meet up close and personal leaders and corporate people, as well as get trained on various topics. And we had Sandy Botkin, who is an IRS tax specialist, on the call with us Monday. It is recorded. If you go to energypowergroup.com/thrivelive and go ahead and click on recordings, you'll be able to access the various recordings that we have. And certainly, if you haven't already listened to the show with Sandy Botkin, I highly recommend that you do so. So again, important information. I hope you all took good notes on that. Feel free to reach out to me, Valerie, at Energy Power Group, if you have any questions, since I can't answer them today for you. Now what I'd like to do and spend the next about 10 minutes going over something that I read recently called Gandhi's Top 10 Fundamentals for Changing the World. So we're going to just go through these top 10 in order, and I hope you find value to this chat. All right, first of all, number one, top 10 fundamentals is change yourself. You must be the change you want to see in the world. A direct quote from Gandhi. If you change yourself, you will change your world. If you change how you think, then you will change how you feel and what actions you take. And so the world around you will change, not only because you are now viewing your environment through new lenses of thoughts and emotions, but also because the change within can allow you to take action in ways you would not have, or maybe you would not have even thought about while stuck in your old thought pattern. And the problem with changing your outer world without changing yourself is that you will still be you when you reach that change you have strived for. You will still have your flaws, your anger, your negativity, your self-sabotaging tendencies intact. So in this new situation, you will still not find what you hope for since your mind is still seeping with the negative stuff. So you got to get rid of that negative stuff. So that is, number one, change yourself. Number two, you are in control. Nobody can hurt me without my permission. And I'm sorry, guys, I've got an ambulance passing me. You're going to hear that shortly. I'll just pause for a moment. So, you are in control. What you feel and how you react to something is always up to you. There may be a normal or a common way to react to different things, but that's mostly just all it is. You can choose your own thoughts, reactions, and emotions to pretty much everything. You don't have to freak out, overreact, or even react in a negative way. Perhaps not every time or instantly. Sometimes a knee-jerk reaction just goes off, and an odd thought habit kicks in. But as you realize that no one outside of yourself can control how you feel, you can start to incorporate this thinking in your life. Doing this makes life a whole lot easier and more pleasurable. Another one, which is huge, forgive and let go. Fighting evil with evil won't help anyone. And as said in the previous tip, you always can choose how you react to something. When you incorporate such a thought habit more and more into your life of forgiving and letting go, then you can react in a way that is more useful to you and others. You realize that forgiving and letting go of the past will do you and the people in your world a great service. Time in some negative memory won't help you after you have learned the lessons you can learn from that experience. So you might as well just let it go. If you don't forgive, then you let the past and another person control how you feel. By forgiving, you release yourself from those bonds, and then you can focus totally on, for instance, the next point, which is, without action, you aren't going anywhere. An ounce of practice is worth more than tons of preaching. Without taking action, very little will be done. However, taking action can be hard and difficult. There is usually a lot of inner resistance, and boy, how true that is. And so you may resort to preaching, or as Gandhi said, or reading and studying endlessly and feeling like you're moving forward but getting really no big results in your life. So to get where you want to go and to really understand yourself and your world, you need to practice. Books can certainly bring out your knowledge, but you have to take action and translate that knowledge into results and understanding. Number 5, take care of this moment. The best way I found to overcome the inner resistance that often stops us from taking action is to stay in the present as much as possible and to be accepting. You know why? Well, when you are in the present moment, you don't worry about the next moment, and you can't control anyway because we don't know what's going to happen next. And the resistance to action that comes from you imagining negative future consequences or reflecting on past failures of your actions loses its power. And so it becomes easier to both take action and to keep your focus on this moment and perform better. Have a look at 8 ways to return from the present moment for tips on how to quickly step into the now. And remember that reconnecting with and staying in the now is a mental habit. It's a muscle that you can grow over time. It's not easy, guys, in the beginning to really to do this. To be present, to not worry about the future, to not dwell on the past. But I'm telling you, if you do, life is going to be so much better. Number 6, everyone is human. Everyone is human. When you start to make myths out of people, even though they may have produced extraordinary results, you run the risk of becoming disconnected from them. You can also feel like you could never achieve similar things that they did because they are so very different. So it's important to keep in mind that everyone is just a human being, no matter who they are. It's just that some folks have started to develop themselves in areas where they knew they needed to, and they took that leap of faith, and they stepped outside of their comfort zone. So holding people to unreasonable standards will only create more unnecessary conflicts in your world and negativity within you. It's also important to remember that to avoid falling into the pretty useless habit of beating yourself up over mistakes that you have made, and instead be able to see with clarity where you went wrong and what you can learn from that mistake, and then try again. Try again. Number 7, persist. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. So be persistent. In time, the opposition around you will fade and fall away, and your inner resistance of self-sabotaging tendencies that want to hold you back and keep you like you've always been will grow weaker. Finally, find what you really like to do. Then you'll find the inner motivation to keep going, going, and going. We always tell you, think about what you love to do and then pursue it. You can also find a lot of useful tips on how to keep your motivation up and how to get out of a motivational slump. Just Google that, okay? And 25 simple ways to motivate yourself. One reason Gandhi was so successful in his method of nonviolence was because he and his followers were so persistent. They didn't give up. Success or victory will seldom come as quickly as you would like to. I think one of the reasons people don't get what they want is simply because they give up too soon. And boy, is that true. That is certainly true in our business, guys. So many times people will get in, they're all excited. They get a couple of no's and then they're out. They just can't handle it. They quit. You know, the time they think an achievement will require isn't the amount of time it usually takes to achieve that goal. You know, this faulty belief comes in the world we live in, because we are like, we think that there's a magic pill for everything. We want it now. So finally, one useful tip to keep your persistence going is listen to Gandhi's third quote and keep a sense of humor. It can lighten things up, and even in the toughest of times. 8, see the good in people and help them. Man becomes great exactly in the degree in which he works for the welfare of his fellow men. I suppose leadership at one time meant muscles, but today it means getting along with people. Those are some quotes. There is pretty much always something good in people, and it's about all of us trying to find out the best in those people by making conversations, by creating relationships. And when you can see the good in other people, it becomes easier to motivate yourself to be in service of them. We're talking about leadership, guys. And again, that's by developing your social skills, strengthening your social skills, so you can become more of an influential person and make this upward movement even stronger. 9, be congruent, be authentic, and be your true self. Happiness is when you think, what you say, and what you do are always in harmony. I think one of the best tips for improving your social skills is to behave in a congruent manner and communicate in an authentic way. People seem to really like authentic communication. And there's much inner fulfillment and joy to be found when your words, your thoughts, and your actions are aligned. You feel powerful and good about yourself. So when these channels are in alignment, people tend to really listen to what you're saying. You're communicating because you're being your authentic self. So don't try to be somebody you're not. Be yourself. Learn the art of social communication. Okay? And then the 10 topic that we'll talk about is continue to grow and evolve. Consistent development is a law of life. And a man who always tries to maintain his dogmas in order to appear consistent drives himself into false position. And you've got to remember that. You can pretty much always improve your skills, habits, or reevaluate your evaluations. You can gain deeper understanding of yourself in this world. Sure, you may look inconsistent or like you don't know what you're doing from time to time. You may have trouble to act congruently or to communicate authentically. But if you don't, then you will, as Gandhi says, drive yourself into false position. So it's really important, guys, to continue to always grow, to evolve. It will bring you to a happier place as you yourself grow in your personal development and in your professional development. So I hope, just to recap, 10 fundamentals, change yourself. You are in control. Forgive and let go. Take care of this moment and this moment in time alone. Without action, you aren't going anywhere. Everyone is human. See the good in all people and help them. Be persistent. Be authentic and be your true self. And to continue to grow and evolve. And there's a lot of us out here in the Upline Leadership that will help in any way possible. So I hope you reach out. Have a great, wonderful week. Make sure you stay plugged in, and I look forward to seeing you all at an upcoming event. And with that, guys, signing off, have a great day. Take care.